y a père.
What's called this? Stick or staff?
Yeah, stick or staff, and they wrote what the villagers wanted, and they wrote it down, whatever they wanted, so they know what the people wanted by their staff or stick, whatever.
How did they write it on the stick?
I don't know.
Oh,
they just marked it with their language, I think.
That's it. Because we talk about Kibuwaru, talk about the tectonic,
these two men, when they marked the whatever the villagers wanted, they mark it down, and they never forget them, you know.
As you said, but then the pekaritik uteksa taksilutik kukilokakutik.
And after what they were sent out, you know, after they're done, they had to go back to their home village, and with that staff or stick, with the markings, whatever the villagers want.
Asi utara tak mata tak kau kibuhau doh, tersama ilistoi surut nunakit suniak tulaming ni, tersama tak kau urunang nunak kap kau nengleng ni, suniak tulaming ni tak kau kibuhutiran mang ni.
After the villagers come back, I mean these two men come back to the village, and the villagers know what they know. After these two men come back to the village, you know, they know what they wanted, and like from Wainwright and some other place, and the village knows what they always wanted by the marks on the staff or the wood, the stick, whatever you call that.
I said, well, to say when it comes, it's gonna be actually take the matko nunake road the tapkunanga traveling munich to some kind of penny after lactic. Igloos actually music.
After the heard, after they heard, they always prepare for whatever they are planned on doing. I mean the villages that these two men went to, and they prepare for everything. What's going to happen, you know?
I said, but I'm going to park to it. I'm going to end it. Nunakin yung kisut pinyami si tulba unay arutik alakot ubang ka karang mit.
And when everything is all set, they always have dogs that run from here, from Barrow to Wainwright, you know, with whatever the villages wanted. And like meat, foxes, whatever they asked for, and they sent dogs out to bring the stuff to all the villages.
I just then called the kind mukchaksi kami gunya halte inuit then the kalokluit kaiyu maluan.
Nah, when they go to the villages with the dog sleds, and they're heading back to Barrow, they always bring back the people from that village if they are coming, and they go right on to Barrow for the games, something like that, after they got their gifts, everything.
I just overlook the human axiom middle, sinic, tak. Terbang ngasih ak palir raksi blutik kambarwego blutik utkaving mulo oroner mulo ak palir raksi blutik tam na kalige pinyak ta sak saklo
Hunia time comes for the games. Yeah, I think they got two teams. One team from Barrow and like other teams from Windward, and they run out some kind of a race for the Potarmican to get that Potarmican. And just going to tell you some more.
Okay. I tell you to get out like a blue tick. They say, but I you to go blue.
They start the day, they start the games, and they ran all day long.
I tell you, my way, you take this way, you left him, you take come to get cargo, so the left to go up in the taxi, or on a mill, naga, or carry mill. It's a cargo to get him, you in the person.
these two teams they run, and they gonna cook it hot. They gonna get, you know, like Potarmican, and they are having competition, you know. See which village gonna get it, like Barrow or Winwright.
I tell you, competition is then that way that our Pacific. Then let them she would live but Unango put you put a care marlo down by the select pick up colo, he elected to him to get the active blue. Check out to get you one.
The teams, you know, they got two men running ahead and the rest are following them, and whatever happens to one of them, you know, this from the other team, another man goes right up to him, you know. I mean, he takes over from there. Like he falls down, you know, he's tired, and go on. Just keep on going.
I tell you, to get up to him, to get up to him, pisaran ako minya kasi ko ako dulya tulba tukisak tolo.
Just before they reach the game, and the last man has to run real hard just to get it. And teams that are having competition, you know, like Winwright or Barrow, and whichever teams go there, they win. I think I don't know if they start running backwards. I don't know. He's going to tell.
I tell you, what carrying me, being the tiger, me look. Una carrying, carrying in my dick. That go carrying me with having a few words.
What's it?
Carrying.
What's it?
Eagle.
Eagle.
Yeah, that I put him a few words.
Like. When Barrow team reaches that destination, they have that, they won it, they got it. It's their property now, something like that.
I think it's Karamek, Karamek Lakhlo, Karige, Karibaba, Ishiyu, too.
When Barrow team goes there first, they just run over it, but they can go inside the house. Just go run around it.
I tell you, is it man? Is it John Blue? That one takes 11.
Then they enter this house and they know their first place.
I tell you, that could be next Blue or Calvin.
And the Barrow team's got that whole house, I think. The whole house, because they win their first. And when the others come in, you know, they house them to whatever, you know, they're on their teams, I think. I know how it goes, though. But they are welcome to it, though.
I said,
When everybody's in, you know, they are prepared for, you know, games.
Yeah.
They prepare for the games, you know, these, the people that ran, and they get ready for the games, preparation of the games. He says, when they're done preparing, they got like a better team here and a Wainwright team here, you know. I think they come to one place to prepare the game, something like that. I really can't understand some of this.
I tell you, it's a good day. I think I'm going to go to the house.
And when they're ready, they start having this kaluka, this Eskimo dance right there. And they start having people watch, and, you know, how they do it.
I said, but the matko,
Just before the games are started, you know, these runners, like Bear had a runner, and Wainwright had a runner, and they have a big feast, and this, the people start prepare the food for them, bring the food in to their destined runners, you know, and they even serve him, everything, bring him gifts, because he's their runner, right? That's how it
goes.
The runner gets whatever he wants, because he ran and all. I think that's how it went, though. And they bring it. Bring him anything he wants to eat. Give him a whole plate full, you know.
I said, then the car had to deliver it to the doctor.
And after they have the feast, you know, everybody start grabbing a drum, you know, get ready for a dance, and they get prepared to do the dance, something like that.
There's a Kajiaktualo Kalukaktualo. There's a Kaluka living Nahlo. Kirna. There's a Utin Naksaur.
They start after when the dancers and these guys on this side, these Kaluka.
Yeah.
These guys who dance the Kaluka, and they got a different dances, and they come together and hang the that box for the Kaluka, and that's when they start, after they hang it up, something like that. And after this, then they start singing songs, even they got songs, you know. And he says he knows the song, but I don't know if he'll do it though. But I don't know how to translate some of it though. I don't know how I did on my translation. I tried my best though. I tried really. The first time I ever translate for Eskimo, really. I really tried my best though. Some words I could understand, some I didn't.
I tell what Chakak should attend Kaluka civic to Arimato. Arnak tau, isuwa ni. Arnak. Atok tuan makuwa, isuwa ni Arnau duak. Uyuk kak tuak ni. Pisu gai. Uyuk tuak kibwa, kainik pamek ni. Tiga mubilak tu ting. Ukuwa, kilal rak tuan, tuvrak luwi.
When they start, you know, they got these two women on both ends, you know, and they follow the beat of the drummers, and they got tails, you know. They got wolverines tails, you know. They got the rhythm of the dances, and they do slow dance, you know. They just go by the rim of the drummers.
I did with that. Then the big low hammock. There's what? Tiny acrotic. Kalukak talk. There's when they say, I'm going to make tiny rocket actor. Tiny you got me. Story you got me. I talk to actor.
And, while this is going on, they start singing songs that tell stories, you know, and this goes on, and won't last, I don't know how long though, but keeps on going. They keep on dancing though, with the motion dance, that motion dance that tell stories, you know.
San meluk kalukak tuak san su terba pak sakit di tak sinai kan terba ni tanya orang
they face the that box that kalukak towards the runners, you know. They got runners on this side and they start facing it towards the kalukak and
I did what I in the car. Kalukak to a look. Kalukan is out to blue. Can look at a child to blue. You know, I've got to blue to ten.
And this guy who beat the fox, he's got his arms up and he's straight out, ready to go. Something like this. He's about to hit the box.
I did retain the card.
And after they done that, they quit for a while.
Asy kay nakaw tik akay nakaw tik pake anak sama tik tuju tik tuju tuan lak lu tam na.
And they quit for what? Just like taking, you know, a break, you know, a breath, you know, something.
Asy kay nakaw tik anira akib yutik ani tuju.
After that, they take a break, they start going out, and they just start going out slowly. They team up like a man calls first and a woman follows, you know. They team up by two sides, and they start going out.
Hi, Helen.
And
after they've
done that, they're grabbing their drum and their stick.
Okay.
And they start dancing.
Then the cavern look at the
Kalukak.
And they make a circle all around the Kalukak.
Bye.
And they keep going for a while, then around that, and they quit for a while.
They got a man and a woman.
They're right in front, you know. They're called leaders.
And when they start dancing,
these two leaders start first. They always come first. And I don't know, others follow something.
After this, the man and the woman,
you know, they're right in front. After they keep on going till, you know, the two people following behind, they keep on dancing. Till every couple has their chance, something like that. They dance till everybody's had their chance. And when the last two persons, you know, dance, the drummers start dancing, and like these, the dances between this vice versa. They give them their drums, you know, so these drummers could dance.
When they finally come to the end, they
start pushing the drummers out, you know, gradually pushing them out.
I just make it this way.
And they let him stand. Stand up.
And they
start singing for these drummers when after they got up. After they let them quit dancing, you know, their drummers.
And the
drummers quit for a while right there when they stood up. They quit there for a while.
I say nakahaltik, aneablutik, tapko marakoy takilut, akilagay, ukolo, akpatawalo, kimilyo.
Iduami, aneablutik?
Aneablutik,
ukolo. And the two teams, they all go out, all of them, the whole teams, the then, whole teams, they just go out. They make a path, go all the way down. Just a path, one path for each team,
you know.
And they're expecting two people who are inside the house. They line up on, you know, their face is pretty. They face each other and they're expecting two people are in the house yet.
I said to them, they have to look at Inuk Matalak, Pichik Sakahlune, Kinyani, Tenma, Narnak Sahlu, Kanachimu Tema, Paula Kaluam.
And a man goes out without his parka, and he's got a bow and arrow. And a mask, some kind of like suit, and I don't know, just to make sure it's unrecognizable, you know. Nobody will recognize who he is.
Piji ko lakakse bilo na yetamani, tubakan ni aningaon na ko, sumut tayin na. Tamat ko alo, kibad uwiak takse, matipakse bilo.
And he starts going to one place, you know, where his people are standing up, and before his other companion comes out, and he's got his bow and arrow, you know, he jumps right to you and goes like that,
you know.
And while he's doing that, his companions comes out of the house.
And they started
they couldn't shoot at each other. They were both scenario, you know. I don't think they ever could it, but just like they're urging to do that, but
And
they keep on going, like they're gonna shoot each other, but they won't let it go. But they just keep on doing that, but they just haven't got the urge to do it. He knows that because he was a small boy when he seen that.
He says that
when other guy's string breaks, you know. The nukaktik to.
Yeah.
Tap from Sibunagito.
Sibunagito, yeah.
So now, he's bad, bad, this is.
Bad news, yeah.
Like, the guy whose string broke on his bow, that means bad, bad, he's got bad feelings, you know. So, it's bad for the whole people, I think. Inyo no.
Ame inyo ilisimagat. No kakta ama rinyo. Siguro nga ilisimagat. Taam na inyo tukon na akto.
And the people know when it's string broke, the people know he's the bad one. They know he's going to die.
Taam na ba ilisimagiga. Mukit perong ama. No kakta akto. I think
he says he knows, he's seen it, who knows, he was a small kid, you know. He knows the name of both of them. The first ones, he doesn't know the real names of their English names long. I don't think they use any English names long ago. Once,
Uyuguaruk.
Uyuguaruk
and Uyuleak.
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 Uyuleak, that's not a character.
Yeah. Uyuleak was the one that his string broke up the bow. I mean, she's bad.
I see. Okay, I'm out of trouble.
The following year, he died.
Damn. That company, career to it. The career to it. The career to it.
He says, that's the end of it, but he knows more, but if he has time to tell it, but I don't know if we know, and that's the story of that house, igloo.
Yeah, Kari.
Kari.
Yeah,
that's the part of the story he's going to tell, I think. For now, I don't know how I done on translating, but I tried.
Yeah.
Why don't you each say your names? So.
Oh.
What? Collect doctor me. Sailor. Willie Sailor.
Yeah, my name's Clyde Sailor. I'm Willie's son. I was tried my best on translating.
Send from somewhere They will be